Brooklyn August for Jim Bishop. In Ebbets Field, the crabgrass grows, where Alston managed row on row. As the day's axle turns into twilight, I still see them, with the green smell of just-mown infield grass, heavy in the darkening end of the day, picked out by the right field floods just turned on, and already assaulted by battalions of circling moths and bugs on the night shift. Below, old men and off-duty taxi drivers are drinking big cups of Schlitz in the 75-cent seats. This flatbush is real as velvet Harlem streets, where jive packs the jukes in the June of 56. In Ebbets Field, the infield's slow, and seats are empty row on row. Hodges is hulked over first, gloves stretched to touch the throw from Robinson at third. The batter's boxes float in the ghost glow of this sky-filled Friday evening. Musial homered early, Flatbush is down by two. Newcomb trudged to an early shower through a shower of popcorn and newspaper headlines. Carl Erskine is in now, and chucking hard, but Johnny Podras and Clem Labine are heating in case he blows up late. He can, you know, they all can. In Ebbets Field they come and go, and play their innings blow by blow. Time's called in the dimness of the fifth. Someone chucked a beer at Sandy Amorose and Wright. He spears the empty cup without a word, and hands it to a groundkeeper chewing mail pouch, while the faceless fans cry down juicy Brooklyn vowels, a plague on both their houses. Pee-wee Reese leans on his knees west of second. Campanella gives the sign. With my eyes closed, I see it all. Smell steamed Franks and 8 p.m. dirt. Can see those heavenly shades of evening. They swim with angels above the stadium dish as Erskine whines and wheels and throws low inside.